Hello, Cancer friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Cancer November 2022 Astrology Horoscope Forecast. If you want more free goodies that I work hard to make for you each month, look in the notes underneath the video or podcast to see the links that will bring you to them. This is for you if Cancer is your sun sign, your rising sign, your moon sign, or any other placement of Cancer that you watch for. What we're going to talk about here is part of your astrological picture. And if you're a very late degree Cancer placement, so around July 15th through the rest of the sign, or around 23 degree Cancer placement through the rest of the sign, then I suggest you additionally listen to my Leo reading because both the Cancer and the Leo reports will have pieces for you. Okay, so what are we going to talk about today? November, we have Jupiter going direct, big deal. We have Mars officially retrograde as of a couple of days before November, also a big deal. We've got a crowding of water energies, just like last month. We actually have a continuation of this grand trine of water energy, which is featuring all the water signs, including you. So we'll talk about that. And we also have an eclipse. This eclipse cycle is in a favorable angle for Cancer placements. So we've got that to talk about to see the radical changes that may be afoot for you and the kinds of opportunities that you may have to take advantage of. Okay, so the first thing I want to talk about is the theme of this month for Cancer. I'm calling it summoning the will to ... And as we go through each piece of these pieces that I've listed, I'm going to explain how you can summon will in these different areas to activate positive change in your life, okay? So, the first thing is that Jupiter is going direct. And this is a very big deal because Jupiter has been sleeping since July. So many things that you've seen in your life starting to gather steam, started to go to sleep in July, and you're like, what the heck happened? Now you know what it is, and now you know it's going to start waking up. So this can be in any area of your life, your redefinition of yourself, your rebirth, the, you know, just Aries things, because Jupiter was in Aries. And even though it's dipped back into Pisces here, it's still close enough to Aries to be activating those sectors. You know, your awareness of your body, you know, summoning the will to do the inner work to transform your shape and your relationship to your physical body. Anything like that, summoning the will to figure out what you want to present yourself as in the world. You know, are you an architect that wants to be, an artist? Are you an artist that wants to go to medical school? Or, you know, what is it that you really want to do? What makes your heart sing? What are your passions? What is your truth? And how are you going to express that? So those types of things are going to start being able to move forward in wonderful ways. And also things having to do with your career or work or father figures or authority figures. So this is a really good time to activate change in those areas. And even though we do have some conflictive energies with Jupiter waking up and Mars going to sleep, which I will talk to you about how to navigate, Jupiter is going to trump Mars in many ways. Certain areas of your life are going to wake up regardless of the fact that Mars is sleepy, okay? And the best advice that I can give you for this month is you will see Mars starting to shut certain things down. And when you try to do certain things or push agendas or keep going in a certain direction, you're going to get the keynote of Mars retrograde, which is frustration. If you're butting against that frustration, then you can take your foot off the gas in that direction and apply your vehicle towards the things that are lighting up for you. Okay, this simple thing is easy, but we don't tend to do it, right? Something is like, all these opportunities are here, and we're like, oh, I'm going to try to do this thing, right? But this is a time where that's not very well indicated. And the more you can just become aware through me planting the seed, saying, okay, if you're getting super frustrated, then part of what's going on here might be you're just applying or trying to make something happen or making a decision out of fear and trying to force that because of the anxiety behind it or whatever you've got going on. You're going to see certain things start closing down, and you're going to see certain things start opening up, and you can consciously adjust and summon your will to align with the things that are naturally flowing for you. Now, if it turns out that some of the things that you're getting lazy about, because that can happen in Mars retrograde, are things you really need to do, then remember my recommendation, since Mars is in Gemini, of following the Gemini energy, which is a little different than Cancer energy, okay? Geminis tend to get stuff done in short spurts with short attention span. Okay, so like 5 minutes of getting this project done, 5 minutes of getting this project done. So you might actually be able to be super productive during this time with things that you really have to do, because there are going to be those things that we're having roadblocks that we just have to get them done. You know, you have to feed your family, you have to pay certain bills, and maybe the online thing's not working at the time, or whatever the story is. We have to do these certain things. And if you just kind of remember that rather than sitting and torturing yourself for extended periods of time, you might get fresh perspective and a breather by being able to just apply short spurts. Now, if you're a Cancer who has not yet watched my Change Your Life in 2 minutes or Less video, you need to go do that. Those of you who have known me for a long time, you know that I don't run any gimmicks on you. If I tell you something is going to help you, you actually do it, it's going to help you. And it has changed my life. I've had an awareness with what I share in that video that can actually change how you experience stress, help you to look forward to positive change and your actions in it, help you to summon the will to change and to make positive choices, and help you to stop sabotaging yourself, and help you to access your intuition when you're in fear, and just a million other things. So look for How to Change Your Life, or Change Your Life in 2 minutes or Less. And my name, Annie Botticelli. And you will have opportunities to change your life in a very short amount of time, okay? So this is a gift that was given to me that I found through and magnetized to me, and it's a gift that I'm giving to you. So, all right, back to what we've got going on here. You're going to shift your energy, you're going to align with the natural rhythms. Now, the next thing I want to talk about has to do with, I did say that Jupiter is going to be waking up that sector that has to do with your work and career, your father figures, you know, your progress being made with healing with your father figures, or the male side of yourself, or male energies. You know, notice I'm saying male energies. You know, this can comprise, you know, a super strong, independent, single mom can carry the energy of a male or a father figure in someone's life. You know, that we're not, the gender is not necessarily relevant, but it could turn out to be male, you know, people by gender. But there's something very specific about what Jupiter is doing between now and May of 2023 that is revitalizing, changing, expanding, healing your relationship with those types of energies that will help you to become more of an authority in your own life and help you to become more of an authority in the fields that you want to express in. Because this is a very big theme that's going on with Cancer friends over years now, is that you have things that you want to say, but sometimes it's easier to not say them than it is to force through or have the opposition, and you want to avoid the conflict. And so you don't say them, and then they well up, and then eventually maybe you snap or whatever winds up happening, but you're not really being heard, you're not really feeling like you're healing, and you're not really expressing yourself and your gifts the way that you could be. So now you're going to have opportunities to do that, and some keys are going to be held in the area of healing your relationship with those male energies, both from childhood and that have echoed into the current time. Okay, so the next must know is that, oh, we already talked about Mars retrograde. It is going to be rumping and bumping in your 12th house. This is going to give you lots of opportunity to heal the belief systems that have been plaguing your life. Literally, you can change your perspective, and it can literally change your life in an instant if you can authentically shift that. And actually, the exercise that I tell you about in that video can be part of this. But just know that that's kind of going on. So any self-development work that you do at this time can go further. And you also, how I'm starting to see this with a lot of Cancers that I know manifest is you're all at varying levels of this storyline, okay? For those of you who have had some personal triumphs, maybe you have become sober. Maybe you have stepped away from an abusive relationship. Maybe you have, you know, started to set boundaries within the relationships that you have and want to keep. Or maybe all of those things, right? And now you're starting to get your legs, like get your steadiness, and you're really feeling, many of you are really feeling like you want to help other people with this. And this could be part of what Jupiter is doing in your 10th house as it relates to all of this, where you're starting to look for ways, whether they're paid or not. This can have to do with employment, but it doesn't have to. They could be passion projects. How are you going to share with others the delight and the joy that you have in your life of the things that you figured out? So Cancer stepping into the role as teacher, Cancer stepping into the role as authority figure, where you're speaking from your truth and your authority. Okay, so this is a very, very big thing that's going on. Now, some of you may be at the stage where you're brewing, where you're like, Okay, I haven't become sober yet, but I feel it brewing. I haven't left that bad relationship yet, but I feel it brewing. You know, I haven't started to say no when I mean no, but I feel it brewing. And this period of time is going to give you a lot of opportunity to move along that spectrum wherever you are at, and to summon the will to have this positive change, okay? So let's talk about the Scorpio energies. This is a wonderful blessing for Cancer placements. We talked about this in my October report, which is called Quintabulous, because there were a lot of different beautiful aspects that were going on with the water signs, including some star goddess kisses. And this is actually continuing and accentuating at this time for everybody in the cosmos, but all the water signs are going to get special kisses. So we've got Mercury, the Sun, Venus, and transiting South Node in the sign of Scorpio, all making 120 degree angles, the most favorable in all of astrology for you. This is giving you more opportunities to connect, to access resources that other people want to offer you, to give other people resources that you have that you feel good sharing, those types of things. This can deepen your intimacy. This can deepen your connection with yourself, with the divine. This can give you closer in, you know, deeper insights into the mysteries, the psychology, the parapsychology that, you know, is really the undercurrent for our experience. And really, once you start focusing on the lesser seen world, it's more real than what we see. And there is a whole different world out there that we're not seeing. I mean, you just lay in the grass for a few minutes and you see that whole world of the ants and all the busyness there. If you look under a microscope for 3 seconds, you see, oh my gosh, wow, we're actually made of microbes, and most of our content is microbes. And there's just a whole set of worlds that are in the lesser seen dimensions that are starting to activate very strongly at this time for everybody in the zodiac because of this series of water trines. Okay, so all that's happening. Then we have all these Pisces energies, and then we have Black Moon Lilith and Pallas Athena in Cancer. Okay, so between the three water signs, we've got all of these angles being made in the most favorable grand trine, the most beautiful sacred geometrical configuration. And this is, you know, what's happening. This is the coherence of the center of the creation of the universe, showing us that benevolence is at the source. This is happening, and it's happening in your sign. So this is accentuating your love, your romance, your relationship with children, including your inner child, your hobbies, your passion projects, your, you know, creative spirit. This is accentuating your voice and your, you know, bringing your stuff out in a bigger way. So all of these opportunities are being present. So for Cancer, the water aspects in the sky accentuate the fire aspects in your chart, because the houses, the fields of experience that water signs move through for Cancer are the first, fifth, and ninth, which are the fire elements. Okay, so all of this emotion is feeding and brewing and building to be able to burst out into amazing creativity. And you're probably going to have a lot of ideas at this time. Now, while I have said in general, if you have like a super big launch, that's like a new, brand new thing that you want to not lose steam, that the stakes are really high, March, you know, February, March, and the beginning of April is going to be a really good window for that when we're out of the Mars retrograde energies. But, you know, mini things, mini experiments, you know, a launch that's on a smaller scale that could be really great, but that the stakes are low. You know, experimentation, trying some things on, you know, trying your hand at something, taking a class, you know, just doing some things to see how it feels along these lines, right, is very well indicated during the Mars retrograde. And you might find that your decisiveness, your certainty, your desire to try, your summoning your will to change and make positive, you know, positive changes is really starting to come alive here. And there is this energy of the pot boiling the water, okay? And this also becomes especially obvious the second half of November as those Scorpio placements move into Sag placements. Okay, so now this is going to give you a focus on your sixth house of structures and organization. So, you know, redoing stuff in your house, where you put your mail, where you put your boxes from shipments, where you put your recycling, you know, everything that is the system of how you run your household has a chance to be revitalized at this time. And you might find that you're systematically going through and saying, ah, what? That's not working. It hasn't been working for a while. I didn't even realize that. And then you're just applying all of these insights, and some of them are going to actually be intuitive insights, you know, this higher knowing. So it's very exciting. Okay, so those Sag energies are going, and when Jupiter goes direct, can bring more buoyancy. It can bring more optimism and enthusiasm and zest and passion, and just all of those energies are going to be very nicely lit up for you at this time and in the general astrology. Now, the last thing we have to talk about is the eclipses, because this is a very, very big time. So fortunately for Cancer, the eclipses have been in a favorable angle for you. That's not to say that you might not have seen some challenging effects, because of course you have other placements besides your water sign that you're watching for, right? And we don't know how these are going to link into every part of your chart. But from purely from the Cancer perspective in your Cancer placement, the Scorpio eclipse in October 25th, 2 degrees of Scorpio, favoring everybody in the Cancer spectrum, but especially you, June born. And I talk about that more in my October report, so I highly recommend you listen to that. Now we've got the 16 degree of Taurus eclipse, which is at a 60 degree angle, which is another favorable angle, which is activating your connections and your networks for your good. All right, this is basically pulling out of your social circles, of your social media, of your people that you know, your acquaintances, your friends, your, you know, visibility online or not, all of these places where you may be connecting with people, or your work may be connecting with people, is giving you an opportunity to rethink how you're presenting yourself, to revitalize your image, to have support coming from anywhere and everywhere, and to ground in the energy of Taurus material gains into the ideas of your biggest dreams. Something that's awesome about this 11th house eclipse that's happening for you is that is the house of our big dreams. The 12th house, the one that's being activated by the Mars retrograde for you, that's your dreams at night, you know? So you might be having disturbances to your sleep for that, insomnia, you know, lucid dreaming, healing dreams, whatever from that. But this 11th house is your big dreams, the ones you dare not tell anybody because they might sound so foolish, or you think that they sound foolish, or the ones that you dare to even put words to, because if you said them out loud, you would talk yourself out of them. Those big dreams are where this eclipse is happening in a nice angle for you. And all of the Cancers have a chance to activate this. But those of you who are between 11 and 21 degrees, the closer to 16 degrees, will have an even closer tie-in. And that is going to equate to like July 1st through July 11th, and the closer to around July 6th or so, is going to get the biggest kiss from that. But don't, please, if you're saying, well, what about me? You all have the opportunity to utilize this. Just sometimes there seems to be a closer or more of a proximity or an accessibility when we have that tighter angle. But it could be any of your Cancer placements. Maybe you have more Cancer placements that you don't even know about. You can run a free birth chart online. Unfortunately, I'm still having trouble with the service that I license. I was giving you access to run a free birth chart when you sign up for my free email newsletter, but their programmer went missing. It's a crazy situation, but they actually can't access their back office. So usually I would send you to my own site in order to run these free birth charts, but until that gets worked out, I'll have to just tell you to run a free birth chart online and see. You might have more Cancer placements. Then you can tie in those degrees to the things that I'm talking about. All right, so all of that's happening. So let's see. In general, the Scorpio Taurus eclipse cycle started at the end of 2021. We'll go to the end of 2023. The hot spots occur within 4 to 6 weeks of the actual eclipses. The eclipse season now is between September and December, with October and November being the most intense. Radical changes, major goodbyes, major hellos, chances to step into your highest expression, and clear karma are the big storylines of the eclipse cycle. Things with your self-sufficiency, your money versus other people's money, your shared power, your individual power, your stuff versus other people's stuff, and your shared stuff. Those are all storylines that will come up. If you want to go a little deeper into how these eclipses may affect you, I would suggest going to Annie Botticelli YouTube homepage, and then look at the eclipse playlist at the bottom of the page, and then look at the eclipses in Taurus, eclipses in Scorpio. These are all individual ones, and that's for everybody in the zodiac. But the Cancer placements additionally will have eclipses in Aquarius, because it's in the Aquarius house, And then eclipses in Leo because the October eclipse is in that house. So you can go deeper. And also, while I'm on the topic, if you want to learn more about Mars retrograde, because there are a lot of guidelines and things to know, and this is a very long transit, and we didn't talk a ton about it for obvious reasons, you can search for Annie Botticelli Mars retrograde and find my blog and my video so that you can go deeper into those energies. Okay, so I've given you a lot of information to work with to help you make the most of the starry possibilities. If you would like more free goodies from me, go to anniehelpsyou.com. That is the interface for all of the free goodies I make for you and all of my other offerings. And I also have blogs on that site, astrology blogs and more. You can go to cozybysweetstarlight.com. This is a beautiful site if you haven't seen it yet. This is an astrology-kissed nest where you can cozy in and learn about how astrology can help you in your daily experience, and also lots of tips for and spirit fuel for healthy living. If you want some free courses on unleashing your money magnet and wellness, you can go to loomlife.com, L-U-M-E, life.com. At that same website, which is my school, Luminous Life Multiversity, you can find my very transformational programs, including my Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery course. If you want to be a professional astrologer and earn money as an astrologer, I can teach you how to do that from ground level all the way up to the professional level. Or if you'd just like to learn for your own personal development and helping friends and family, I can also help you there. And I have other courses that you can see there at loomlife.com, L-U-M-E, life.com. If you're looking for readings or personalized astrology education packages, you can go to anniebclarity.com and see the options there. If you would like to get exclusive content access, so more content from me, helping you to understand your natal chart, giving you more goodies on the current and upcoming astrological transits. If you want to understand many ways that you can make tough astrological transits easier, you can find all that at anniebastrology.com. Now for my books. I have 3 books that are available and more on the way. You can find Planetology, How to Align with the Natural Rhythms of the Universe on the shelf at all major booksellers, in the Mind, Body, Spirit section. And that is a very beautiful hardcover, in-depth book. You can also get it online or at any indie bookstore. My other book, Radical Prayer, Transform Your Life and the World in 28 Days. This is a non-denominational prayer and affirmation book. I've heard a lot of people carry it around in their bag with them and refer to it often. It's a beautiful book. You can find it through any major bookseller and online, also at indie stores. And my new release of my very first book, which is a spiritual novel called Tough Pill to Swallow. So it's a beautiful, supernatural, autobiographically inspired book. Tough Pill to Swallow is based on my experience working for Big Pharma decades ago, selling a drug that got recalled. And you'll see more about that in Tough Pill to Swallow, which you can also order online or get order through any major bookseller or indie bookseller. I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye!